I slammed the phone down, screamed aloud in my bedroom, "This is the last time. If they call me one more time asking for money, I'm going to lose it." Wait, I didn't really slam the phone, but I did press the off button very hard, like 3 or 4 times. Being an entrepreneur and trying to help friends, mentees, and other people who think just because you're in the media or on TV and radio, you're rich, it's very challenging. It's particularly frustrating when they don't even seem grateful. But something happened a few moments after I pressed the button the last time. I sat on the edge of my bed, dropped my head, and remained silent for a few seconds. And that's when a wave of gratitude came into my entire body, filling my energy field and fundamentally shifting me forever. I lifted my head and began to smile. What if I see this as an opportunity for the universe to open me up so I can become a vessel for giving, sharing, helping, rather than rejecting the people who are asking for help? The flow of resources that came next would change my life forever. Stay locked in. You don't want to miss this show. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm, of course, your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show where we explore the link between your brain power and how a better brain can lead to a better personal and organizational brand. With this being Thanksgiving season in America, I thought, let me research how gratitude impacts the brain and what it can do for your life. Before you go, I'm from Singapore, Botswana, Durban, wherever you are in the world, and I don't think I celebrate Thanksgiving, and this show does not matter to me. Guys, do not log off. This is about much more than a holiday. Today's show is about a brain-altering principle that will change how you engage the world and will change what you get back from the world. And there are some phenomenal people who will also feature on this show shortly. Let me quickly get the basic science out the way. Here's what gratitude does to the brain. A major region activated when you embrace gratitude is the ventral and dorsal medial prefrontal cortex, which helps to reduce stress. Now, if you can't say that, it doesn't matter. It means absolutely nothing. But if you want to research it, ventral and dorsal medial prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain more located in the front. It helps you deal with depression, makes you more resilient, strengthens social bonds, but the benefits keep flowing. Also helps you recover from sickness by boosting your immune system, as well as lowering blood pressure. And there's so much more which I will share a bit later. But here is how it impacted me. After I began to smile, I received a phone call. My head lifted, I answered the call. Hello? It was a brand asking me if I would like to be paid to share their products and run a contest on my social media. And then they said, it comes with cash for the winner. So I was like, wait. You're going to pay me to post on my social media, then give the winner on my page product and cash? They were like, yes. I was like, wait, but I don't have millions of followers. They said, what you do have is people who are interested in what you have to say. The very moment I shifted my energy to wanting to help, at Brand Phones, having no clue about what I just went through, and said, we will help you, and offered to pay me, having no clue of my bedside moment. Now you may be thinking, I don't have any followers. That's far from the point. The bigger point is, what will gratitude unlock in your life? I decided to do a social experiment, which is something I've fallen in love with. I asked people to send me a voice clip about what they are grateful for. But what they didn't know is, the question was designed to see if there is a link between their levels of gratitude and what's happening in their life. I wanted to see if out of the 500 people I asked to send a voice note, if those who sent it are experiencing the actual effects that I speak about in this show. Let's first listen to their gratitude voice notes, and afterwards I'll tell you a bit more about my findings, since I do know a little bit about each one of the people I sent. Enjoy.
Hey Tim, out of everything and everyone in this world, I am most grateful for my parents. I am grateful for all the times they have allowed me to fail and pick myself up and fail again until I found myself in what I truly wanted to do. Without having the kind of support in every aspect, from financial to emotional and even spiritual, I don't think that the journey of self-discovery would have been possible. I am who I am today, and I've achieved all that I have today because of them. I am eternally grateful for my parents.
Hi, Tim. Happy Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving, I probably, like most of us, so thankful and grateful for my family and my friends. But as I've gotten a little older, I've also realized that I'm also really thankful for the things, the challenges that I've gone through this year. They have truly made me grow and stretch in ways that I know that I wouldn't have had I not gone through them. So adversities and challenges, they're so difficult as we go through them. But when we look back and really think about like how we've grown as individuals, I think all of us probably are like, it sucked, but you know what? I'm a better person today because of it. So I'm thankful for that this year, and I'm thankful for you as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
I am grateful for God's mercy, grace, favor, and love over me this year. 2018 has been everything and more that I have prayed for and I've expected. And especially being able to proudly say that I love and enjoy my job just from being exposed to new challenges, exposed to new people, but actually seeing the results of my hard work. And I'm also grateful for the fiance that I have, who's very supportive towards my job, and also just embracing my family, because just joining in union has been challenging in merging two different cultures, nationalities, and families. So I've been very grateful for him, but also the love of family, especially with experiencing two deaths within my family this year, and just seeing the family come together and be strong, and just them being supportive towards my new union, and just celebrating us and being there for us and being helpful towards everything that one needs to do to make sure that our wedding happens.
I'm grateful for all the little students who call me Teacher Laura, because I learn something new from them every day.
I am thankful for every challenge that presented itself to me this year, purely because it gave me the courage to persevere. I'm thankful for love and those I have in my life, because love trumps hate, hands down. I'm grateful for all the new people that the universe has sent my way this year, and to walk my own divine life path. What I'm most grateful for is my darling husband and my happy marriage.
I am grateful for long university holidays. So I have currently just finished my actuarial science degree, and I'm going into the working world next year, where the number of leave days is very minimal, especially in your first year. So I am really going to take advantage of my last 2-month holiday compared to the 15 days that I get next year.
I'm grateful for being surrounded with great leaders. When I say great leaders, I mean phenomenal people who have achieved certain things in their lives. And it's because I learn so much from them on a daily basis, and which helps me to grow as an individual. I'm so grateful.
Hey team, it's Marie. So this year, I'm very grateful for my life because my health is fantastic. I have a loving family. I am surrounded by amazing, smart friends. I have started a new business, La Creme de la Creme, which is flourishing. This year was definitely a tough one. And you know, sometimes you actually wonder how you're going to make it through the end. I'm actually very, very grateful for all the hard steps along the way, because now when I look back, it makes me even happier.
Now, I know you're wondering, okay, that's lovely. Those are some nice people. But get to the good stuff. Wait. I'll tell you a bit more about them in a moment. Relax. But I need to share a bit more science about gratitude. Got a feeling some of you are not convinced. I need to make something clear as well. Gratitude is not some soft, naive way of seeing the world. People who employ the principle of gratitude are in fact tough. Some of the toughest people I know. And they do see the challenges. They're not some weak, you know, spineless person. They are courageous enough to focus on the bigger context. And here's the thing. You will always have problems and issues everywhere. There will always be government challenges. There will always be drama everywhere. But when you stand back and broaden your perspective, everything is a dot that fits into a larger context. And it's the bigger picture that should drive your gratitude. I find that I'm able to stay positive by looking at both the bigger picture and tuning into the small miracles that happen daily. Miracles such as a joy and the joy of breathing and loving and flowers and having a mental vision for life and so much more. Gratitude also has the capacity to increase important neurochemicals and transmitters. When your thinking shifts from negative to positive, there is a surge of feel-good chemicals such as dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. These all contribute to the feelings of closeness and connection and happiness that come with gratitude. And most importantly, a rewiring can begin to occur. And this rewiring is what I am most interested in, which basically means you can go into a more creative and life-altering change space easier, because these chemicals help usher the ease of rewiring, or what scientists call neuroplasticity. Forget the big word. All it means is it goes into a place where your brain can change itself. You can begin to explore the next you. Now back to the people who sent voice notes. Every single one of them is experiencing growth, change, and success. Yes, that's a fact. In fact, all of them are working on milestone projects. Interestingly, all of them have experienced elements of trauma and tragedy in the not-so-distant past. But they're all fighters who have decided to live with gratitude. Whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or not, remember Black Friday is a thing all around the world. There are people who are gearing up and lining up to go shop all around the world, oblivious to what they already have. I suggest instead of wasting money on new things, try being grateful and see what it does for your life. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with the next episode.